Animals tend to be very territorial. Wild beasts can be vicious in attacking anything that they see as a threat. They fight for dominance of their area that they claim as their own. Even dogs will growl at strangers who come too close. Well, humans can be that way too. Children can become very possessive of their toys. Unfortunately, sometimes as adults, we don't outgrow those childish attitudes. We still fear those we perceive as threats, often needlessly. Oftentimes, we build fences around people and place them in nice, neat little boxes, thinking that once they are there, we can control them and they'll never change. It's exactly the same thing that happened to Jesus in our gospel tonight. Jesus was raised as a Jew in his home region of Galilee. He learned the carpentry trade from his father as he was growing up. His parents were simple, hardworking peasants. But Jesus was meant to go beyond carpentry, beyond his family, beyond the confines of Galilee. And picking up the story from last Sunday, we find Jesus still at home in the synagogue in Nazareth. He is standing before those who knew him best, or at least thought that they did. And he dared to proclaim God's call to him in front of the people gathered there. And to those who thought that they knew him, there was absolutely no room for Jesus to grow beyond what they had expected. They didn't want to listen to him. They had put Jesus in this nice, neat little box, and then put that box inside a fence. The result could only be a struggle. And for Jesus, it was a struggle unto death. We build our own fences and boxes. We put labels on people, liberal or conservative, or worse yet, Republican or Democrat. We know people as a liar or a cheater, because someone was once an alcoholic or a drug addict, we think that they can't change. And we create unreasonable assumptions of other people as the responsible one in the family who can do no wrong, or as the black sheep who can do no good, as the strong one who always holds things together with no fears. We might think that a poor person is a bad parent, or all refugees and immigrants are terrorists. The message of today's readings is that God lives beyond our fences and outside our boxes. He doesn't side with the famous and the rich and the powerful. Instead, he stands with the poor and the sick and the downtrodden. He always takes the side of the victim. And he calls us today to put aside our childish attitudes, to live as free adults focused on our identity before God. God calls us to open up in love, to love without selfishness or limits, to break down all those barriers that we like to operate in. The kind of love that Jesus preached and that St. Paul wrote about tonight is not snobbish. And so it includes the poor and the homeless, dirty and smelly as they might be. It does not brood over injuries. So it asks not how we can get even with someone, but how we can move to forgiveness. It does not rejoice in what is wrong. So it causes us to react strongly against all forms of injustice and oppression. This, my friends, is a revolutionary kind of love. The scriptures tonight call us to simply see this. The trouble with fences and boxes is that God is never in them. God doesn't fit our expectations. We must learn to let God be God, and we must be free and open to whatever God's Spirit is calling us and others to be.